This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, hour number three of the radio showgram here on a Wednesday afternoon. Take it up till four. The DOC in the house. Ilos Burgundy and Gold today. Somehow they gave Linnell Willingham a day off. He needs one. We all need one. Right, AMAC?
Why are you asking me that when I just came back? I feel like you're trying to do something here. You're trying to start something.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Would I do that to you?
Would you not do that to me?
We didn't really get to talk much about your vacation because of the Terry McLaurin news on Monday.
Yeah, big news.
And then the roster cut downs yesterday and so on and so forth.
I mean...
Does it feel good to be back in the flow? Does it feel good to be back in D.C.?
Yeah.
As opposed to in the motherland?
The motherland is crazy. the land of my people.
Yeah.
New York. I'm excited for the football season to start, man. Like, we've been talking about it for, you know, months on end, exhaustingly. Like, and I'm a huge football fan. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I got tired of talking about how people look in training camp just shows you how much we've been talking about this. So I'm ready to see how these games play out, both on the NFL level and the college level, and see how these games go with players, you know, break out, how people fit in the schemes, and just look at all these games, man. I'm excited.
Ohio State, Texas is Saturday.
That's a huge matchup.
Look, there's been more, like, and more sexy matchups in week one of college football over the last 10 years because they're trying to take advantage of Labor Day weekend and the NFL gives them one little break, right? So all these kickoff classics, and I don't remember one versus two.
Yeah.
I don't remember Ohio State versus Texas.
And then you got Clemson versus LSU. Oh. You got Miami versus Notre Dame. Oh. Alabama and Florida State. Florida State coming off a terrible year last year. So, I mean, it's going to be exciting weekend this week. And then next week we're going to have the doubleheader of college football and the NFL.
I think you have Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for college football this weekend.
Yes.
And then the NFL starts on Thursday.
Yes, correct.
Whew, man.
Exciting times.
That's insane. Man, you know what I'm going to do probably on Saturday?
What's that?
I might smoke up a brisket.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be ready for Ohio State and Texas.
Yeah, it'd probably be ready. They got a night game. I think LSU and Clemson is that
Right, yeah. But yeah. Ohio State and Texas, I think, is at noon,
Big
right?
noon, yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be ready then. But you can put it in.
Unless somehow I put it on the smoker Friday night.
Yeah.
Before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And then see how it responds all night. But the problem with smoking something overnight is you got, all that dew and all that moisture in the air.
You said, you know, I've never smoked anything in my, well,
but
I never smoked a brisket.
Hey, Matt, just walked right through that door.
I've never smoked a brisket ever in my life.
What have you smoked there, Mac?
I smoked a video game once. I smoked my friend in a video game.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. All right. Okay. I'm looking forward to college football. The thing I like about college football, even though I have to pay attention to it, even though I should be evaluating players for the draft, I usually sit there, AMAC, without a notebook. And I usually just enjoy the games. Whereas the NFL, I feel like I've got to write down a bunch of things, especially a Commanders game.
Yeah.
So it almost feels like college football is more enjoyable,
mm-hmm.
and certainly stress, much less stress-free,
yeah.
or much, much more stress-free, I should say,
mm-hmm.
much more stress-free than the NFL is.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
Now,
like, NFL is like your job.
Yeah, but you work every day doing a college sports show,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So for you, does it feel like work, or can you sit back, enjoy, relax, not necessarily be like, okay, how does this affect the show? Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think for me, because once college football starts on Saturday, that's when I'm officially done work for the week. I think I try to like look at that without any stress. And then usually gonna have to figure out how I'll do this, but Monday is when I'll go back and look at like film and plays, like important reps.
Yeah.
Both in NFL.
You're breaking
and college.
Down the all 22, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's when I usually go back and look at like, okay, how this player fare versus it's a lot harder in college because there's a lot more teams. So you want to get pointed in the direction from other experts right. of like, oh, this guy is supposed to be a high draft pick, or you know, Alabama's offensive line is supposed to be really good this year. So let me look at them versus, you know, Florida State's defensive line. How did they fare and things like that?
It's also the final college game day. Lee Corso.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I assume that's coming from Ohio State or.
Yeah, they will do.
Are they at the Saturday night game, LSU and yeah, whatever?
It's that weird situation where it's big noon.
Right.
But college game day will be there.
Right. Sometimes they are at the same game because, I mean, the big noon game is the biggest game of the week.
Listen, I've banged my chest on College Sports Radio and Big Ten Radio for this. Like, Fox, I understand that's your window. Like, please let other teams get these games sometime. Right. Like, I want to see Ohio State, Michigan at night one time. Like, I would love to see that a night game.
Like, to your point, why can't – Fox has got other rights, obviously. They've got
– Well, I think their majority rights are Big Ten.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they have all the Big Ten rights.
Yeah.
But why can't you put Penn State, which is an appealing national brand
– Yeah.
at noon against whatever cream puff they're playing,
mm-hmm.
and then put Ohio State and Texas even at 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Some people explain it as like that's just their window. Like ESPN has their window. It's kind of like Monday Night Football and NBC having Sunday Night Football and Amazon having Thursday night.
I understand you want to try and brand something as being the spot.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, man. Like, I would think
mm-hmm.
in the effort to brand yourself as, okay, this is the spot you want to be, and this is the spot you need to be on a Saturday at noon.
Yeah.
Which I get. Branding, marketing, all that stuff. I would think you lose some audience share by being at 12 o'clock. Because a lot of people, you know, people have lives.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're such a diehard fan, you get up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning and you mow your lawn and you do your hedging and you do your grocery shopping and you go to the gym.
Man, listen, I would love.
And you get home at 11:45.
I would love for those big games to be on at 7. I prefer, like, especially with, like, YouTube TV. I mean, you know, they're under contract dispute, so we don't know where that's going to go. But, like, let's say last year, you know, you had Ohio State, Texas, Clemson, LSU, and Notre Dame, Miami, all at the same time. Imagine the quad box for that. Mm. Oh, man, I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
I like when you drop down your voice like that.
Oh, man.
And it just sounds.
It's bringing, I don't know if you could see my eyes.
Yeah.
They're
you're,
watering.
You're watering up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I would
you're
love.
You're welling up with emotion.
Yeah, I would love for that to happen.
Now, like these you're big, now, you're a healthy guy. What is your meal of choice on a college football Saturday?
See, the opening Saturday for college football and
right,
NFL.
How are you going to celebrate?
Yeah, I'm going in. I may get like a nice glass of red wine, maybe a good beer.
Mm.
Yeah, I may get some ribs on the grill.
Ooh.
Yeah, give me a rack of ribs.
In other words, you're gonna smoke up some ribs.
No, I'm not gonna smoke them. I'm not. You know, I think that's like a delicate skill that you got to nurture.
So you're just gonna put it on charcoal and away
you
go.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do
which is fine.
I'm gonna put it in. I'm gonna put it in the oven.
Uh huh.
Probably put it in the oven.
Par bacon.
Yeah, and then.
And then finish them off on the grill?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So you knew what I was going to say. That's how I know you know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. And what kind of red wine? Cabernet or what? A Merlot?
Yeah.
Or what are we talking about?
Yeah, I love both of those. I'm a big fan of Chianti, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. Chianti,
yeah,
Chianti.
So.
One of those two.
Chianti.
Chianti. I love a good
Chianti. I'm not 100% sure, but I think.
Yeah, and then there's a sparkling red that I love now. It's
really?
Called a Lambrusco.
Ooh.
I had that while I was in New York.
Oh, in New York.
Yeah.
Which is where you just came from.
Yes.
Because you love New York. Got it.
You are leaning into that. Everybody at home, I want you to know he's leaning into that because he's saying I love it, but he can't say he loves it, so he has to put it all on me. And I will wear that because I just love Rooster so much. I will take that for the team, but I want you guys in the audience to know that he always leans into this bit because he is also an undercover Giants fan.
That's so untrue. It's so untrue. I told you, I used to be, long time ago, before I got smart. And then I had to join the command force.
The command force. That was lame. It's lame.
I mean, that's what I had to do.
Listen, that Dexter Lawrence jersey's coming your way. It's all right.
We gave you a Micah Parsons update earlier. Right? Supposedly he was seen, and I mean, I've seen the photo. I assume it's him. It looks like him. And Jane, whatever her name is, of Slater of NFL Network said, no, he's going to get a second opinion. He's not going to Cabo. He's not going to Green Bay. He's getting a second opinion on his back. Well, Brian Gutekunst, the Packer general manager, was asked specifically about trying to get a player like Micah Parsons, and he prefaced it by saying he wouldn't/couldn't talk about a player on another team, which is obviously the smart thing to do. But he said, quote, every opportunity that's out there and we think can help the Packers, we're going to take a long look at. Could Micah Parsons wind up on the Packers for week 2 Thursday night football against the command force, against the command lands? Against the Commanders on a short week after they get beat up by Big Blue and perhaps drop to 0-1? The questions that we have at our disposal. Interesting. That's from Rob Domovsky, who covers the Packers for ESPN. So there you go. All right. Let's go to... Let's go to Lou, and then I got something on Kevin Stefanski that I want to play that I sent to AMAC last night. What's up, Lou? How are you?
Can't complain. What's going on, Mr. Rooster?
There's a lot going on. Unfortunately, a lot of it's been not very fun and good, but, you know, we try and do the radio show and put our best foot forward.
That's what you've been doing. You've been a professional A1 radio host.
Thank you, man.
Unlike your co-partner that comes on at 4 o'clock, not Doc, but that big elephant man, because he just be saying anything out of his mouth. and think it's going to stick on the wall and so we could call
him. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Do you think he really does that? You think Linnell does that?
He be hogging the phone, Chris. He be on the radio. Like he won't even give you time to talk.
Well, right? that's the thing. I mean, listen. There is a very big difference between me and everyone else. I give you guys a lot of time to actually talk. But
hey,
I think it's a talk show. We should talk. Like,
right?
I mean. I could do the 30-second bit and not have a back and forth. I don't have any interest in that. I mean, if I'm forced to do it, I guess I got to do it. And certainly when we have 8 calls loaded on a Monday, sure, there's less talking in between. But, I mean, ultimately, it's a talk show. We should talk.
Exactly.
Not necessarily do what everyone else does.
I wish you could school him on that, maybe. I could school him on that
on a lot of things, but you know, Lou, he's got to actually listen, you know?
He's the youngest in charge of, I don't know what he's in charge of, but whatever, man. He just be talking out of nonsense. I mean, pretty much, you know, he said, so before it was like, you know, he said Brian Robinson now, and then after that was Terry, and then after that it was, Sam Cosmi. Like, he just be saying anything. Oh, we ain't gonna have Sam Cosmi on that Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, what?
It's
like,
a movement. It's a movement. You know, Lou? It's a movement. We don't know if it's a bowel movement or a real movement, but it's a movement.
But I just like to talk facts, you know, because he said Brian Robinson was going to be the starter running back, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, man, you know what? I'm not even here to try to make an argument about that and with you. So I just want to, you know, wish you everything goes well with you. And I don't really know. I just called in about 20 minutes ago, and I didn't hear what was going on, but wish you nothing but.
No, I appreciate that.
Well, and,
we just lost somebody very near and dear, and you know, still dealing with my car, and that's a mess, and hopefully we'll have some resolution coming up here. So.
Yeah, that's the goal, man. Yes, sir, man. Sorry about your loss, hopefully, you know, I know you got full coverage on your vehicle, so hopefully they get you a brand new one or whatever the case is. But other than that, man, like I said, man, I'm happy Terry's back, and for my man AMAC, that's a little trouble coming up on that Sunday. But other than that, man, that's all I want to say, man. I would love to talk about the roster and things like that, but I'm pretty sure you ain't going to have enough time. So it is what it is. I'm going to get off, and I know you got other people on the line. And thanks for taking my call, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Lou. I know we obviously bust on Linnell Chops for good reason, because he's very bustable on. But, you know, we what?
I think
he's very, what did I say? We bust on Linnell's chops.
He's very bustable on. I think we.
What is so funny about that?
Nothing.
I mean, besides poor grammar, what is so funny? I don't get it.
No. We'll talk off air.
Okay. Let's get to AA Athen in Annapolis, then we'll do the Kevin Stefanski and Brandon Coleman stuff on the other side. What's up, AA? How are you?
Things sound very bustable on the show today. Oh, my goodness, what is going on?
Yeah. You just got to avoid busting something else, you know?
I think that's what AMAC's getting at.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but I didn't say that. So it's kind of like the whole Mr. Steal Your Girl thing. AMAC takes something that I say and twists it in his own, like if he was a clay magician, I would look like, I'd look very different than I look if AMAC was shaping the clay, because he likes to take things and abstractly assign them to me, and they make no sense.
Hey, you and AMAC can talk off the air. I'll leave it in AMAC's hands. I trust him. He'll take care of it. Hey, shout out to my man Lou for taking Linnell to the woodshed. That's what I'm talking about. There you go. Go Lou. That's what I'm talking about. You need to find the Ric Flair woo. He needs to get a couple woos for that.
Lou. But, our guy Navy Mo Maurice just says, are you talking about the same person who put a fork in the team last year? You remember that one, right? Black Friday or the Friday after Thanksgiving, he before the Titans game, he put a fork in them, said they were done, a pitchfork in them, and then walked it back and said, no, I didn't mean that, after they won five games in a row and then won two road playoff games.
You brought Waffles into the studio and named him Waffle and Willie.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. That was a great bit.
Yeah.
That was a great bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, again, you're the varsity. Kevin Sheehan is the varsity, and you have Pop Warner / JV and Linus. But anyways, shout out to Dr. Sabat. Amen on Heinicke. I would love to see him back here. But I just would like to see them add some talent. I don't know if it's somebody else's practice squad or a cut or maybe a gem they could find. I think they need one more defensive line body. I don't like only having five at that position. I think they need one more. I think they've done the best they can with what they have, but it would be nice to see if maybe they brought somebody in from somebody else just to kind of give us something to talk about around here, maybe somebody that could make some noise. But Chris, your friend that Rick that passed away, wasn't he having health problems a few years ago? Didn't he also have a heart attack recently?
Not recently, a number of years ago. That was actually before I knew him. But it was a pretty significant, heart attack. I mean, for the most part, he was just dealing with, normal stuff, when this happened. So this happened, 2 weeks ago, let me see.
I think it's Monday, the 11th.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, Monday, right, yeah. Exactly. So as far as I know, he wasn't having any issues. But here's the thing, just like a heart attack, a stroke, what have you, a car accident, of course, can happen literally at the drop of a dime. I mean, we just never know.
May his memory be eternal. That's what we say in the Orthodox Church, and I guarantee you he would want you to turn that frown upside down, remember him for the good times, and he's surrounded by a lot of good people now in the house of the Lord, and just pray for his family, and hopefully the Redskins could have a good season for him.
Well said. Thank you, Double A. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. And any chance we get to have a little fun at Linnell's expense is a good thing. Oh, you want me, before the break? Okay. Let's get to Hollywood, I'm told, in Silver Spring. Hollywood?
Russo, what's going on? How you feeling, man?
What's up, Hollywood? What's shaking?
Man, I hate to be the one to do this to you, but you got to chill out, Russo. You cannot say another man is bustable on the radio without saying pause, man. You can't do it. That's why he was laughing at you, because you said Linnell is bustable. Any chance you get to bust his chops, he's bustable, man.
Right.
You got a lot
What's
of
wrong
young
with that?
There's a lot wrong with that, man. You can't be talking about another man as bustable.
His chops.
No.
I'm busting his chops. He's bustable.
Okay. Pause, man.
Pause.
You crazy, Rooster. You got to say pause first, man. Just say pause. Then say it. Listen, Rooster.
Oh, so that makes it better if you say pause like Paulie does every 5 seconds. That makes it better. You can say whatever you want then.
TV timeout. Pause. Linnell chops it. He's bustable. Do it like that, man.
All right.
Do it. Please. 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 I'm looking out for you, Rooster.
Okay. All right, for the
man, shout out to y'all. I appreciate everything y'all doing, man. Get us a wide receiver. I don't like us having five wideouts. Hopefully, they'll go get Renfro or something like that. We just need some little shot, of just something at the receiver core.
Well, they'll get a couple of guys back here on the practice squad, and they already have Ja'Cory Brooks, and Brooks might be elevated on game day. Who knows?
And I don't know who McCaffrey is related to, but come on, man. Come on, man. I don't need these. Come on, man.
I got you.
Come on, man.
I apologize for offending Paws Nation, okay?
There you go. There you go. I'm telling you, that's why he was laughing, and he said he wanted to tell you off air. I said, let me call in and school him real quick.
Well, because it still doesn't make sense, but I guess I missed that boat.
It makes a lot of sense. Just calm down in there, man.
Okay.
You're doing great, though.
Thank you, Hollywood. I appreciate you. You make sure you keep calling to keep me straight, okay, Hollywood? All right, there you go. Hollywood, Silver Spring, straightening my ass out. Pause on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, so for 2 days, I've been telling you I talked to Brandon Coleman, the starting left guard of the Washington Commanders, after Saturday's preseason game in which he surprisingly played, looked good, and got back on the field and certainly tuned up, got ready for week one and the New York Giants. So it's only a 2-minute interview. He was nice enough to take time after doing a couple of other interviews, so I want to make sure that we play it just for anybody that is certainly interested. Brandon Coleman, the starting left guard of the Washington Commanders, with me after Saturday's game at Northwest Stadium.
Here with Brandon Coleman in the Commanders locker room. So obviously been dealing with the injury, get back into action today. Looked pretty spry. How did you feel?
It was good. You know, it was constant communications with the coaches, training staff. But yeah, you know, they lifted up to me today and felt good pregame, felt good before then kind of coming in. So, you know, just pulled the trigger on it and it was great to be back out there, felt confident and good.
How important was the game reps and just to be able to get that oil running through the engine at a different level?
It's for sure important, man. I mean, last year I didn't get any reps at all with another injury I was dealing with. So I kind of saw that difference you have from when you're kind of able to get those reps and see how it feels, and especially with new position. You know, even if I already played it, it's good to kind of knock that rust off at game speed, like you said. So It was big.
And you mentioned the new position, left guard, obviously, and obviously we know you played that at TCU. Was it like just getting back on a bike again, or was it way different after playing mostly all tackle last year? Or?
No, I mean, I kind of got really comfortable in camp already pre-injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of just like getting back into that camp, you know what I mean? That's how I see every time I kind of go play. It's like a practice, like going against guys at JK and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of getting back to that speed and getting comfortable.
We all know, you know, they played you a tackle. I think you wanted to be a tackle over a guard, if I'm not mistaken, from last year. But you played a tackle, and you played pretty well. Was it something that, like, hey, I can be dominant at guard when they approached you about it? Or was it some reservation at first in the back of your mind?
No, I mean, I told them the same thing last year when they made those trades and picks as when I came in. Like, I can play whatever on whatever side. So, y'all just tell me what I got to play so I can get comfortable there and, you know, get those reps. But that's what they did. You know, when they called me, we didn't really talk about if I'm going to make a switch. They just called me about it early in the offseason, which allowed me to get reps and kind of get comfortable, which I appreciate. But, you know, it's that same mindset. Like, wherever they need me at, that's where I'll play at. Because at the end of the day, we want to get the best five on the field.
Does it help being a little bit more in a phone booth as opposed to being out on an island? Or do you prefer having that ability to drive a guy out and on the loop?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a preference to any. Yeah. There's, like, differences, right? Like, tackle, like you said, it's kind of, you got a little more space, you got more patience, like, a little more finesse, and the inside's just a lot more wear in your body. But, you know, it's just about getting your hands in and then just wrestling for 5 to 6 seconds, however long QB got the ball. So, you know, it's not really a preference, but just kind of preparing your body the right way and just getting prepared for it.
All right, one last one for me. Giants, obviously, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yep.
Pretty good defensive line, pass rush. I mean, I know it's very early, and I know you haven't been, you know, preparing, but you saw them a couple of times last year. When you think of Giants and that pass rush, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, huge respect for those guys. Yeah. Obviously, Dexter Lawrence inside, who I'll be facing this year, is like huge respect for that guy. Probably one of the, if not the best tackle in the league. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. You know, it's like a first great test week one to see where I'm at, to see where we're at, and just excited to be able to compete.
Thanks, BC. Appreciate it.
All right, Brandon Coleman after Saturday's game against the Ravens. Yeah, a couple of days late on that, but we kept forgetting to play it, so we wanted to play it. I just got a official slang term of the B word that we were talking about.
And say it. I just don't think you should say it in conjunction with...
Mm-hmm. With Linnell?
Yeah, or with anybody else.
Yeah. Mm. I see now why. I have not... I just want to repeat.
Were you really? You didn't.
I had no awareness at all.
Up until.
I mean, that's not a real definition. That's a slang definition.
Hey, Rooster, that is hilarious. It took you that long to put two and two together, man?
Yeah, man. I had no idea. I mean, back when I was a young buck, right, we would always say, you know. Bust his chops, you know? And
yeah, like, but see, that's fine because, like, there's context with that. But, there's historical value. But when you say...
But then somebody would say, why? Well, because he's bustable. But not in the context that you all mean it in. I'm glad we can make this incredibly awkward. 301.
I can't wait till I see Brian tomorrow. Brian lives for you saying things like this and just being like, you're outrageous for saying these things. So I can't wait to tell him about this.
Is that what Cowboy B does over there?
Yes.
He takes score?
Anytime you see me laughing, it's because you said something outrageous and Brian says, hey, yo. It automatically sends me over the edge every time.
Make sure you send him this audio.
Yeah.
He'll have a giggle or two. All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now. And then Kevin Stefanski, and we looks like we have one last call to kind of get through here, and dum-dum of the day and everything in between on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders have announced some new uniform numbers for all you uniform lovers. Marcus Mariota is now number 8. Tyler Owens goes from 40 to 18. George Fant is number 77. Colson Yankov is wearing number 80. And Javon Kinlaw is now number 99. In addition, the Commanders have reportedly added Sam Hartman to the practice squad, Carlin Vigors, and also the young receiver Ja'Cory Brooks, among others, as teams are filling out their posts. Meanwhile, Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, heading to New England to be their third-string quarterback to play for Mike Vrabel and the Patriots behind Drake May after being let go by the New York Giants. The Nationals, well, it's not pretty, and it hasn't been pretty all day. They are about to get swept. Currently, right now, it is 11-1 Yankees over the Nationals in the seventh. The Yankees have hit 6 home runs, and as we told you earlier, 77 pitches in the bottom of the third thrown by the Nationals pitching staff. That is the most in the PitchCast era since 2008. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I haven't heard this tune since every break yesterday on Burgundy and Gold Today. It's been so long. The song like runs through my head and just is like permanent imprint on my brain. Doc Walker is coming up for Burgundy and Gold Today in about 20 minutes. Make sure you give the DOC your ear as we wind things down here on a Wednesday afternoon. Let's get back to the phones and grab Mike and Suitland here before we hear from Kevin Stefanski. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, man, y'all cracking me up, man. Great show as always,
Thank
man.
Thank you. I'm trying, but I'm trying to be serious. I had no idea what that term meant. No clue, because it meant a very different thing 30 years ago.
Well, you know, it's almost like you did commit a flagrant foul. That was a flagrant foul.
Wait, was it a flagrant one or a flagrant two?
That was a flagrant two.
Okay.
And look, I'll give you this analogy.
Mm-hmm.
You go to training camp to toughen them up for the season. But if you say you go to training camp to get them hard, you out of pocket. And so you were kind of out of pocket. We understand, but it didn't come across smooth on the airwaves. Right?
I got you. Well, listen. One thing about this show, it is never going to be a smooth, polished, shiny product. I'll tell you that much. I mean, I take a lot of pride in what I do, but there are going to be times where you step in it, you know? And I guess I stepped in it.
We still love you.
Thank you, brother.
You know not what you do, but that was definitely that was a little foul. And I would just say one thing. I would love to see us buffer up our wide receiver room. I haven't had a good feeling about them, even with Terry. So I would love to see what they can pluck along those waiver wires, and hopefully we can get some juice in here.
Well, there's plenty of guys available, right? I mean, look, 1,200 players got cut yesterday. There's got to be, you know, there's some wide receivers out there that could consider that could help them. But the question is can one help them better than, let's just say, Luke McCaffrey, and you'd logically say yes, but can he also return kicks? And can you then justify essentially wasting a third-round pick, you know, 1 year in?
Right.
So you have to kind of weigh all that. Last year, Noah Brown was cut on this day or at the roster cutdown. Well, the answer last year was, hell yeah, he can help you. There is no doubt he can help you. This year, it's, for me, it's a little more, questionable, if you will, depending on who we're talking about. Like, I didn't want anything to do with Amari Cooper, right? Like, people were mentioning that name. No thanks for me. I would rather have Luke McCaffrey and try and develop him and Jalen Lane and others.
Understood. And you took my thunder with the Noah Brown analogy. Man, you guys, love you guys, man. Have a great show, man.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you. Thanks for keeping us real. And I'm glad everybody's having a good time at my expense.
No, it's just
30 years ago, that was different. That was a different term.
Listen, there's been times where I've been talking to Brian and he'll do the same thing to me. It's just part of, you know, keeping you on your toes.
Yeah.
You just can't just go out here saying anything all willy-nilly. You got to be mindful of what you say, you know?
But what if you are not aware that that is a slang term for something else that it used to not be?
It's just jokes.
Right. But you see what I'm saying?
But it does sound crazy when you say it. I'm just replaying you say it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put your nose back in it, but it's just hilarious. Like, you really said that on these airwaves. I don't even want to repeat what you said. That's how bad it was.
But it wasn't bad in, like, I called somebody the F word.
Yeah,
right?
It was bad
in terms of, oh, wait a second.
Like, wait.
That means something different than the context he thinks it means.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Yeah. Like, why would you go with that phrasing?
Okay. All right, why don't we move past that until Cowboy B gets his hands on that, and then he can make fun of me all he wants tomorrow. You have some Kevin Stefanski sound that I sent you, I think late last night or early this morning or whatever it was. I'm kind of fascinated by this, right? They traded Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's on his 400th team already since being a first-round draft pick just a couple years ago. They have Shedeur Sanders, as we know. They have Dylan Gabriel, the left-hander from Oregon, as we know. They have Joe Flacco. And, of course, they have Deshaun Watson waiting in the wings, but he's on whatever list du jour that he's on, NFI, NF this, NF that, whatever. So, Kevin Stefanski talking about his quarterback situation. Listen to what he says there, and then we'll interpret.
You know, it kind of goes back to the previous discussion. It's such a all-encompassing evaluation. So everything the guys did in the games was important. We also saw a lot of them out here in practice, and how they are in, you know, at their craft. And he's certainly somebody that we think is getting better and better.
All right. So can you play that again? Just I just want to make sure that I heard what I heard correctly. I just want to hear it again so I make sure that I react to this properly.
You know, it kind of goes back to the previous discussion. It's such a all-encompassing evaluation. So everything the guys did in the games was important. We also saw a lot of them out here in practice and how they are in, you know, at their craft. And he's certainly somebody that we think is getting better and better.
He's not talking about Shedeur Sanders there. He's talking about Dylan Gabriel. Now, Dylan Gabriel didn't exactly impress me and wow me in the game that I saw against Philadelphia. He had a couple of turnovers. Sure, he moved the ball and statistics fine, whatever. And I have no doubt that right now he's more ready to help them than Shedeur Sanders is. But what people don't understand still is how much goes into, again, the quarterback evaluation. Everybody kept saying through the draft process and post-draft process, oh, Shedeur Sanders is a first-round quarterback, first-round talent. But he also could be a first-round knucklehead, right? Or, in his case, a fifth-round knucklehead. And that's the problem. Like, if Shedeur Sanders continues to struggle on the field, but more importantly, if he struggles in practice, in the film room, in the meeting room, with knowledge of the system, which is all stuff I cannot measure, Shedeur Sanders is not only not going to play and not going to start, but eventually the Cleveland Browns are going to move on from him. And people are going to say, oh, they screwed up. Oh, there's a mistake they'll never regret. Well, wait a second. We don't know, just like this ties back into the Taylor Heinicke, Josh Johnson, and who's the Sam Hartman situation. Like, at least 50% of the grade, we don't know. We don't know because we're not privy to how they operate in the meeting room, what knowledge they have of the system. Do they know it stone cold or do they know it wishy-washy? Like, we don't know. And everybody will say and act, oh, they didn't give Shedeur Sanders a chance, blah, 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 blah. And everybody will be wrong. Everyone will be wrong. And hey, if Shedeur Sanders can overcome it all and be a lightning rod to the revitalization of the Cleveland Browns, I'm here for it. I'm happy for him. I want that to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but I want that to happen. And I'll be okay with it happening. Contrary to the belief of AMAC, I want the Sanders family to succeed. Thrive.
It's not the family. You hate the kids.
I don't hate the kids.
I feel like
hate is such a strong word.
You're right. Maybe it's disdain.
I have a very low tolerance for their antics.
Yeah, it's like I feel like you look at the kids like Deion worked hard. He pulled himself out, and these kids just need to shut up and like fall in line because they're kind of living off his coattails.
Yeah, I think they've grown up with a golden spoon in their mouth.
Yeah, yes. And I think that irritates you a little bit.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I don't like a lot of their antics. And I certainly don't like Shedeur Sanders speeding twice.
It always comes back to the speeding with you.
I mean, come
on. Forget it. It happened.
How do I forget it?
It happened.
What happens the next time when it's worse?
Yeah, it hasn't, though, Rooster. People,
he hadn't had enough time.
He's young and he made a dumb decision.
Of bad dumb decisions. How many dumb decisions does he make?
It's one of those things where it's like, yes, he was wrong. Yes, please be smarter. You're getting paid all this money. Like, there's no reason for you to speed unless somebody's dying.
Speaking of dumb decisions, dumb of the day. Next, you will hear about poisonous mushrooms. Next on the Team 980.
We've woke up a sleeping dragon out in the bullpen. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I've been told I got to get out early because people are talking. And Anthony Haney's making threats. Dateline, Melbourne, Australia. This is sad. The sole survivor, a man, of a deadly lunch that was laced with toxic mushrooms, says he feels only half alive after the death of his wife and his two closest friends. So the victim, the survivor of the four, the quartet that went to this lunch, Ian Wilkinson, read a statement at a sentencing hearing for a woman named Erin Patterson. She'll be sentenced on September the 8th for three counts of murder and one count of attempted murder. This is pretty harsh, right? So apparently what happened is a jury convicted her in July of murdering Don and Gail Patterson and Gail's sister, Heather Wilkinson, with a lunch of beef Wellington pastries and foraged death cap mushrooms, which I've never heard of. Her estranged husband was invited to the lunch, but did not attend the lunch served to her parents-in-law and her estranged husband's aunt and uncle at her home. She was convicted of attempting to murder the guy, Ian Wilkinson, who spent weeks in a hospital and survived after receiving a liver transplant. Now, there's more details here that we don't necessarily have time for. One of the man that she tried to kill that she didn't is a Baptist pastor. He's obviously grieving and very upset, as he should be, and saying his life is never going to be the same. And she acted in callous and calculated disregard for my life and the lives of those I love. I cannot imagine what that must feel like. I cannot imagine how empty that feeling must be. I cannot imagine what would bring somebody to serve poisonous mushrooms with beef Wellington tips. What kind of world do we live in? It is the dumbest society ever created by mankind, probably because it's the only society we have, and there's just a lot of dum-dums, including this murderer of three, an attempted murderer of one, and she should go to jail, not only forever, but forever and ever and ever. Yes, indeed. I'd put her in the electric chair, but you know, I'm a little bit harsh when it comes to these things. If you missed the opening segment of the show, we pay tribute to Rick Snyder. It is available now for you on the Odyssey app. It is available for you on the Team 980 Twitter, and I retweeted it on at WrestleMania621. We lost a good one, and we have a hell of a 3-on-3 media basketball team up in heaven from three guys that we've lost this year. Appreciate all your thoughts and concern and everybody that's reached out. Great job by AMAC. Thanks to Brandon Coleman. Thanks to all the callers. Doc Walker is coming up next. Big day out at Command Land. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.